Hello, listeners. Welcome to Design Expressions, presented by Pacific Sales and Jenner Luxury Appliances, a podcast about incredible interiors, experiential exteriors, and everything in between, inspired by those crafting exquisite spaces for those who seek them. My name is Fernando Marfil, Regional Sales Manager for Jenner Appliances for the West Coast. And today, joining me, my partner in crime,
I'm Sean Ayala, Marketing Manager at Pacific Sales, a Best Buy company.
Sean, we have an incredible topic today. So excited. And this is going to be about our return to architectural craftsmanship. I'm so excited to learn about this. And this is going to be a conversation about handcrafted architecture and design. Today's guest, he enjoys exploring the vision behind projects and applying meticulous handcrafted approach to its completion. So I'm so excited to learn about how he approaches it and also how he actually takes that modern to traditional with the same level of quality that he's bringing to the table and the inspiration behind each of those projects and what actually is the trends happening in that space. So again, with that, we have on the show today.
We are excited to be speaking with architect Daryl Wilson. Welcome to the show, Daryl. How are you?
I'm well. Hi, I'm happy to be here.
We're excited to have you. First off, this first question, I mean, I'm very excited to ask you because you're 22 years in celebrating. So first, I want to celebrate that 22 years. Daryl has worked at Mark Weaver. Am I saying that correctly? Mark Weaver?
Or an associate, yes.
And associates for over 22 years. So congratulations there. What would you tell yourself back in 2000 about your journey? To this day, I'm excited. It's cool.
Be prepared for an adventure because over, you know, if you think about 22 years, the economy goes up and down, technology has changed, the access that clients now have to different design ideas has really changed. So it created this sort of different and evolving world that, you know, you really have to adapt to.
So true. The last 2 years have been a spin of just how the housing market, just everything that we are used to doing from family and being at home to working at home, working in an office has changed completely. And I can't agree with you most. I can't agree with you more. I mean, you got to prepare for it. Not even prepare, but...
Well, you can't prepare for it. No one saw coming.
Agree.
You just have to be. You have to be malleable. You have to be able to change when change is necessary.
So, on that same topic, I would like to learn more about how do you approach your work, specifically when you're trying to create that vision for your clients. What do you get inspired? What are you looking to actually meet, you know, what the client is expecting and what you can actually bring to the table? So I would love to learn more about the process from you.
Yeah, the process for me, for Mark, for all of us, it's really about a conversation. It's, you know, I've worked at with other really talented designers, but in those cases, it was very much, this is what I do. You like it and you're going to receive it. We like to, you know, look, we're super, super fortunate that in the 22 years I've worked on, you know, historical house in Nantucket, a modern beach house in Malibu, plenty of Spanish colonial, Mediterranean, contemporary, you know, all of them come with their own individual set of parameters. You know, so it's really about delving into what the client sort of wants, but also taking and looking at sometimes historical documents, sometimes it's fashion, sometimes it's design, to really get into the heart of design, particular to the client. And I can't express more about how important it is really to have that conversation with the client. And that has helped us, you know, just design really beautiful projects that the client walks in and they're like ecstatic. And that's what you want.
And then, so I've heard too, because you've named a ton of different styles, that travel influences a lot of what architects and designers create and do. Have you had a chance to travel recently?
I've been very lucky. I did have over the holidays, the Christmas holidays. It was actually in Costa Rica.
Nice.
And you would think, oh, it's jungle, it's monkeys, it's like, you know, but I had the opportunity to stay at two amazing hotels, very different. You know, one was up in the mountains and the hills, and the other one was, well, on a hill above the beach. But they were these really wonderful experiences of indoor, outdoor, luxury, but casual luxury, you know, and in just the vegetation, the colors, the atmosphere really gave me a different perspective on design.
That totally makes sense, right? Why not be getting inspired by those environments, you know, and definitely traveling. It's inspirational any way you see it. So tell me about experiences that you have incorporated into some of your designs. I'm sure, like you were mentioning, you know, maybe it is the greenery, maybe it's the forest or the jungle. How do you incorporate, you know, those kind of inspiration spaces into an actual design?
So I like to, you know, I don't think for, or at least for me, it's not a linear process. It's not, so I have this great room and the wall of glass slides open and the ocean's in front of me. That gets filed away as like, oh, you know, and then in reality, one of the hotels I said, it had the absolute perfect, you know, sort of guest suite bathroom layout. So that's a literal translation that I file away and say, hey, I can use that, you know, this beautiful, like, you know, expanse that looks over, could look over a garden, it could look over an ocean, it could look over mountains. But other parts of it are really about a feeling or an ambiance that you want to carry over to a project and have that sort of calm or have that excitement or have that, you know, another great influence for me is art. And it's not necessarily like you'll look at a piece of art and go like, oh, I'm going to take and paint a wall that looks like that. But it really triggers something in my mind in terms of how you see space and how something occupies space.
Very cool. And so I have written down here, Southern California. You're from Southern California with some Italian.
I feel like I'm from Southern California, but I grew up in Florida. So a different experience of, you know, sort of a tropical climate.
So totally makes sense. So with that, let's talk about, because outdoor living is huge. Everything you just kind of mentioned has this outdoor type of feel. With just indoor and outdoor living in general, like, how do you feel about the return of this, like, this whole movement around the indoor and outdoor living space?
Well, I think it's, you have to do it. You know, it does not make sense to me that if you, whether it's a tiny lot or a giant estate, not to take advantage of the full expanse of your domain, your property.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it's the indoor outdoor living is just perfect for Southern California, because with this climate and with the, you know, most of the time it's lower humidity, and we don't have the kinds of sort of insect problems that you might have in Florida. So in Florida, you know, it's traditional, you know, there were a lot of the screened in pool rooms and lanais and all that. So you know, now there are systems that allow you to sort of put up an invisible screen, almost like a, I forget what they call it. It's kind of a bug away thing. So the, you know, it allows you to have that really wonderful indoor-outdoor experience. And it's almost like you, you know, I don't like that dichotomy, you know, it gives you a broader expanse to live in.
Since I represent Genet Appliances and we're primarily indoor brand, what would you say is your take on how the kitchen design has changed over the last couple of years? Specifically with kitchens being a multifunctional space and so many offerings from the appliance side, things that are actually complementing a lifestyle or enhancing the lifestyle in some cases.
Well, I do think it's enhancing the lifestyle. And I think it's, you know, particularly as we talk about with the last 2 years and the pandemic and people being home, people are reinvesting not only in their home, but also in the experiences that they can have at their home. So it's no, you know, when I grew up, it's like there was a kitchen, usually your mother was in the kitchen making dinner and everyone else was somewhere else in the house. Now it's a very interactive, it's a dynamic place where everyone is congregating. We're working on a project with a client right now, and there's one room of the house that they basically live in, and it's adjacent to the kitchen. So it's an integral part, and we're opening up the kitchen to that space. So, you know, it's not, you know, your mother's in there cooking or the wife is in there cooking. It's very interactive, and the appliances, I think, give you so many more opportunities for efficiency, for speed, and ease. You know, I think it makes it a lot more approachable for someone to make a meal these days.
Yeah, it's really the entertainment hub, right? Just like it's a place that we all gather. We all we even work together. I mean, there's families that there's a wall oven over here, there's the range over here. Like there's many things that are taking place. Someone's cooking desserts or baking on this side. I totally agree. When you envision, actually, so the idea of the kitchen, it's changed in recent years now that there are so many options in appliances and materials. Do you find that also being a reason why things have changed overall in the kitchen? It's just the accessibility to different type of appliances and then the materials too?
I'm not sure. I mean, I was just thinking about, you know, there some of our clients have staff, some of our clients, you know, cook themselves. And even with the clients who have, you know, their own personal chef, usually we go in and we sit in the kitchen. And, you know, someone's making food and, you know, it's always fun for one of our clients. We go in and he'll show us the latest, greatest thing that he's doing with sous vide or the steam oven or whatever. And it tends to draw people in, not only to congregate and socialize, but it's also somewhat educational. It's just fun. It's an adventure.
Totally makes sense. I do have a question in regards to some of the challenges that you have faced due to the pandemic or manufacturing delays or supply chain, you name it. How has the approach to your projects have changed because of those challenges that are happening in the industry?
Well, the thing that primarily has happened is that you have to be nimble and you have to plan. For instance, I don't know what Genair is running right now in terms of delivery, but because of supply chain and because, you know, essentially everything has a computer chip in it these days, we are having to order, you know, our appliances product much earlier than we previously did. So, you know, pre-pandemic, you might go in like, oh, I'm going to go pick my appliances. We need them in 2 months. That just isn't the case for us right now. And it's also great because it gives him an opportunity to like, okay, you really have to get into this think about it. What are you going to need? What's the layout? You know, what do you need? And what's that little special thing that's going to make you happy to be in your kitchen? So it's really more delivery and planning, because the options are vast in terms of what, how you can, you know, indoor or outdoor. You know, it used to be, outdoors was a barbecue. You had a barbecue. If you're lucky, you had a really nice barbecue.
Yeah.
Now you can have a complete kitchen.
Yeah. Agree. And then so with this change, right, you have to order or put in you have to plan it earlier. Is there any room for changes down the line, or is it really like, okay, we need to be 100% here? Is that a challenge in any way?
I don't think it's a challenge, because with all design, there are always going to be parameters. Yep. So if you have a client that says, I want 6 burners, a grill, 2 wall ovens, a steam oven, you know, I want 3 dishwashers, 1 in the pantry, 2 in the kitchen, all of those things, that's a given, you know. So when we start to plan a kitchen or work with a kitchen designer, these are the things that are set. You have to manipulate the design to sort of accommodate that. Because and that's really the case, whether you pick it 2 weeks in advance or a year in advance. Because those, you know, if I want a cabinet to have, you know, a crown molding or to be super modern, that's still within the control. The appliances are really something, you know. The other thing you have to decide, though, is what is the look of the appliance? Yeah. Do you want something very streamlined? Do you want it to disappear? All of those things.
Yep. Contemporary. Yep. All that kind of stuff. Like it, because that also dictates it later as well. Right. So, and then, so with that too, as we're still talking about kitchens, so I see for those who are watching, there is a kitchen behind Daryl. And so whether it's his, he'll answer that in a second or not. The question I do have is, do you have a favorite project or one that you are really excited about that you're working on?
Oh, that's like saying, do I have a favorite child? I don't have any children, but you know, you can't do that. But, you know, I love all of our projects. I really have to be honest. We get to do some exceptional work for really wonderful people. And they allow us to bring our creativity to the table. So, you know, they're kitchens and projects that would be more suited for me personally, because I lean more contemporary. But then there are projects that we've done. I'm thinking of one in particular in Montecito. I hadn't been there in a while, and I had to go because they're doing an additional guest house. And I drove into the property, and the gates open, and it was just like this emotion that came over. It was just, I love what I do. I get to create these really beautiful, wonderful spaces that people love to be in, you know? So the kitchen at the beach would be more like me. It's very contemporary, very sleek. But this kitchen is in a Spanish colonial house, and it is detailed. It's a contemporary version of something of that period.
And then, so just since it's all about the details, let's talk about some of the details that you absolutely love when creating. Like, and you could probably talk about the Spanish colonial. Is there something in there that you're wowed about that you were able to provide a solution for?
So a lot of the, particularly for Spanish colonial, that was, we had about 4 or 5 projects at one time, all in Montecito, Santa Barbara area. And it was really intense in terms of doing the research, looking at, you know, not new books, but old books that were found in, you know, the old school bookstores that were out of print, that had missions that had that no longer exist, that had door details, that furniture details, and really just immersing myself in those details and absorbing them, and then translating those to the projects. There's and prior to this, I was never really that involved in plaster molding details, but it seemed very appropriate to the period. And so with a lot of research, we found a company in Chicago that still produces like plaster moldings, and then there were hand pulled plaster moldings. And there's a craftsmanship that has the potential for becoming a lost art, because it's so meticulous. It's, to see someone standing there, we just did this in Miami, and the guy is like, there are these craftsmen with this little thing the size of a credit card carving details into like wet plaster and doing it meticulously around the room. And that really excites me, it's the kind of thing you go like, okay, when am I going to get to do this again?
And it's one of a kind, right? It's unique. I mean, when you think about design in general, I'm sure it's about finding the one unique pieces that can make the difference, right? So very cool.
You are correct. Details make a difference. And that's what I'm looking for. Everything that I shop around is going to be about those details that connect with me. And I'm sure that's the same approach that you have with your clients. So Daryl, what an incredible time spending with you. But also, I would like to know more about you and what our listeners can find more about you. Can you tell us, specifically via email, how do we contact you? How do we actually learn more about your projects, your portfolio? Please share it with the audience.
So if you go to markweaver.com, Mark Weaver and Associates, you'll find our website, and it has our portfolio on it. We're in Los Angeles, but we work all over the world. The project behind me is actually a virtual shot of a kitchen we did on the world. It's a cruise ship that's a condominium cruise ship. So each of the, clients gets to design their own space as they'd like. So this was a project we did, a few years ago. If you can reach me at Daryl@markweaver.com, D-A-R-R-E-L-L.
Yes, that kitchen behind you is fantastic.
I knew it, Fernando.
Hopefully we can incorporate, some Jeanette appliances, in the next project. But, thank you so much for sharing your wealth of knowledge and the very inspiring how you actually approach your projects, how you actually connect with your clients. Looking forward to keep following you and learn more about, what's on the pipeline in future projects. But Sean, what a great show, right?
Yeah.
To recap, I mean, today we learned so much about Daryl's perspective, when working with clients, and also his perspective on the indoor, outdoor living spaces, and actually, the beginning of his career and how he draws inspiration from the places that he travels and everything on the craftsmanship, the attention to details, those little things that make a difference on the design process. So thank you again, Daryl.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Congratulations on 22 years. Yes. Today, we had a great conversation with Daryl. It was great getting an opportunity to chat with you. We had such a great time. To our listeners, thank you for listening to this episode of Design Expressions presented by Pacific Sales and Gen Air Luxury Appliances. Again, special thanks to our guest. We appreciate him for joining us today. To learn more about Daryl, please check the show notes for the links. And then when you're checking those out, you can also find additional links to Pacific Sales, a Best Buy company, and Gen Air Luxury Appliances. So with that, that's it for today's episode. We'll see you in the next one.